Now, what's this situation with the black box voting?
Yeah, apparently people didn't really want us to tell you what we found when we met up with some security experts. We work with a lot of computer scientists, but just to give you a little bit of background, we had exposed these problems with the central tabulator, which, for those of you who haven't heard about this, you go out and you vote in the different polling places, and then one machine in the middle has to, of course, pull all those results together at the end of the day. And it's a different computer system called the central tabulator, runs on a PC like you and I use it at home, and it uses Microsoft Windows. And it has a special program to tally up the votes. We had exposed some real problems with the design of that program, showing that it was very vulnerable to someone manipulating the vote. Well, I met up with a computer security expert, one of the world's top security experts, and he looked at this program and he says, if this program is subject to tampering from the inside, it's a huge problem. But if they can get into this thing through the modem, we've got a really, really bad problem. So around October, I decided, I don't know how to get into it through a modem. I am not a hacker, but maybe I need to find out how vulnerable it is to hacking. Mm-hmm. So I assembled kind of a little red team of, folks to go out and see what they could find out. We have a lot of sources within Diebold. We found the actual instructions for exactly the settings they use to set it up, exactly the hardware and software that's used. And this is bad. The folks that were looking at this figured out how to get into the central server in less than an hour.
That's pretty fast.
Using information that they found on the web. And all they really needed to, make sure they could get in really smoothly was a telephone number that would dial into the central server. Meantime, we had done a public records request to get some various records about some things and discovered to our amazement that that exact phone number was on one of the documents we got in our public records request. They didn't realize it was sensitive information, and they gave it out in a public records request.
Now, what do you recommend for any election official that might be listening to this program tonight, Bev? Here we are, polls opening up not too long from now.
Bottom line is you can get your results in. It might take at most an extra hour to take the data, to take the data, drive it in with a car, using the same security we did in the old days with the ballot box, and then load it into the computer there at headquarters instead of doing it through these modems. It is a huge risk to keep the modems attached and not very much extra trouble to just drive the ballot boxes in. So the risk is just far outweighed.
Will you be available tomorrow in case any election official needs to call you?
Absolutely. And let me tell you something. These modems, we're talking about somebody from another country can dial in, and it isn't a matter of just replacing the vote. It's not like you're, pretending that you're a vote card being uploaded into the county server. No, you get total control of the computer. I mean, complete control. The county server is now a zombie, and they cannot see that you're in there. There's no record that it doesn't show up anywhere. And you could be in there for the entire evening manipulating votes to your heart's content as they come in. So it's really dangerous, and the solution is so easy is disconnect it. And by the way, we don't mean turn off the modem. Just don't put it to the Internet. We mean the modem should be physically disconnected from the machine and not even be involved with the telephone line at all.